Tiano Estate is blessed to have a selection of vineyards which we can pick and choose our estate Pinot Noir from. So the wine growing philosophy at Tucano is based around sustainability and organics. So our Bannockburn vineyards are very low yielding compared to vineyards in Marlborough or the North Island, for example. We're cropping at half to a third at times the crop levels that they can achieve. And so across all of the vineyards that we farm, we achieve very small bunches and very concentrated, dense fruit. So the estate Pinot Noir is, I guess, our expression of a house style. We individually ferment different clones in individual fermenters from our Jerome and Eliza vineyards, both of which are situated in Bannockburn and both of which are old vine material, so 15 years or older. And then each of those batches gets a different cap management depending on how it looks. There isn't really a recipe, so we use some whole bunch, sometimes 100% whole bunch in some fermenters or none in others. The length of time on skins, the number of punch downs and pump overs, it changes every year. We're really treating every batch as an individual. They all go to barrel 100%, and normally around 20% new French oak at that point, sometimes up to 30, but again dependent on the fruit. And then it's post malolactic fermentation in the springtime. That's when that wine is made. So we pull our barrel samples, we blind taste, the whole team sits down and blind tastes, and we score, not just on, you know, concentration and you know, depth of flavor or tannin, but also on whether it sits with our house style, which for us is more about elegance and femininity. So the estate for us is a blending across of two vineyards to try and achieve that house style. So we take the very structured fruit off very sandy north-facing slopes of our Jerome vineyard, and we take the more plump and plush and unctuous fruit from our Felton Road vineyards, which are the Eliza vineyard, our home block. And every year we're blending for that estate style using that blending material. On the nose, we always get a lot of violets, sometimes rose. We get a lot of thyme. So the vineyards that we have, there's wild thyme planted by the miners that grows all through them. So we see a lot of that thyme character in Bannockburn fruit. We get a kind of mocha note, and we also get that kind of quintessential Central Otago black cherry, plum, you know, rich ripe fruit spectrum. On the palate, we get coffee, chocolate, lovely oak flavours. We get more of that black cherry, more of that dark plum. And I think it's fair to say it can be a challenging tannin profile early on. So generally speaking, it's at about year two that wine starts to integrate. The first year in oak, it's very much a teenager. Second year out, it's still quite jangly and just starting to come together. And then it's kind of the end of its second year of life that we really start to see it become the beautiful blossoming wine that we love. But in saying that, it's got tannin which will hold up to long-term cellaring, and that's what that wine is meant to achieve. It's our legacy wine, which is meant to be drunk now or drunk later.